Good evening, Sir Limit. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I am happy to join with you once more, my dear friend.
And we are happy, most happy to receive you,
yes.
Have you been listening to our conversation this evening?
Of course, I am aware of you all and what is happening before I join with you, of course. And yes, I gather that this time there are questions for me. So, if you desire, that is what we will do this time.
I think George got one ready.
Yes, well, thank you, Sir Limit. I have recently been reading a book called My Silent Pool by Morris Cottam, much, a great deal of what he says is in line with what you have told us. He has sat in on occasions with a group such as this, and he has had a number of personal experiences. However, there are several items that I would wish to speak with you about for clarification. One thing he says is that when the soul aspect returns to earth for another life, it divides. He infers that part of the soul aspect remains in spirit, and part of it returns for a further life. Now, it may be that he is really meaning that the soul body remains in spirit while the aspect returns to earth. Would you please clarify that for us?
Yes, you have to be aware of personal descriptions, and it is an easy one to answer for you. Of course, when an aspect of the soul decides to return, then that has already been indicated and agreed by that soul aspect. When it is said the other part of the aspect remains in spirit, that is what is happening. It is a confusion of words. That is all.
Yes. Thank you.
You understand?
Yes, I rather felt that might be the case.
It is a confusing in as much as it contains the only way that the writer can explain.
Yes, I see.
And at this point, I would wish to say to you, my dear friends, that when it comes to truth, and accepting what is right or wrong. You have to decide for yourselves. When first I came to you, did I not say to you that there were many contradictions in your world?
Yes, you did.
Both spoken and written. What I will say to you once again is that when you find your own truth, that is the truth that you must accept. And that is not by accepting the words of another, but by feeling. If something feels that it is the truth, then, my dear friends, I would say to you, then you accept that as truth. When I came to you first, I told you that the contradictions in your world were not lies or fabrications, but only what one being is able to accept and to give as their truth. It does not mean it is wrong or trying to deceive. It means only that for that communicator, that is as much as he has learned.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, that is very clear.
Or even as much as they're able to express on paper. The written word is not the same as in your heart. It's very difficult to put it into words.
Yes, but I would suggest to all of you that each one of you knows when the truth is written or spoken.
Yes. It either feels right as you say, or it doesn't quite feel right. And yes, it's as simple as that.
And on those occasions, just leave what you cannot accept until such time as you recognize it to be truth. Because there must be many instances within your world where you believe in something. And as you grow and find more experience within your world, those thoughts alter to something else. You understand?
Yes.
So that is what you must do with any written word or spoken word. And I also have told you, my dear friends, if anything that I speak to you about is not acceptable to you, then that is fine also. It is only when you are ready for certain truths that they will be accepted. So I hope that clarifies for you some of these things.
Yes, thank you, Sonimet. Returning to this gentleman, he seems to have had mind transportations to other planets, and they take the form of finding himself on another planet and observing it through the eyes of another being. My feeling is that yes, he has actually done this. I wonder if you would wish to comment on that.
There are in your world many happenings that are not easily acceptable to others.
Or, I guess, described by one.
Or described by one, yes. What I would say on this matter is that we already know and accept that mind communication is possible.
Yes.
You know that within this room.
Yes. Yes,
so
we do.
That is not a problem to you. But what you have to be a little wary of is that he could actually take himself to another being's body. You can only attain this if you are in fact spirit. So I would say at this point to be a little wary of those words. But if that is what he feels from his mind, then that is acceptable to him. But I would say that mankind, as human beings, you can easily fool yourselves.
Yes, I think you are saying be wary of the detail of his description.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I would be a little wary. But as I have said, at that time, that would be his own feeling and truth. But the time will come, perhaps, when he will remove himself from that way of thinking and move forward.
I see.
You understand?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
But yes, the mind communication part is fine, as you well know.
Yes, and I'm happy that, shall I say, he has moved away from his own body and finds himself elsewhere.
He can be elsewhere, but he cannot enter another being's body.
Yes.
Unless he himself is spirit. That is the doubtful aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you that understand? Makes it very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Have you any more questions?
That covers that for me. Anyone else?
I've been listening to a speaker known as Basha, who is supposed to channel an extraterrestrial being, and he was speaking about pyramids and saying that the oldest ones made were much more superior than the ones that were built later, because he said that the ways of making them were sort of gradually forgotten, and they tended to be made much more mechanistically later on, and they weren't so well aligned as the old ones. Would you have anything to say about that?
I would say only that I totally agree, because as time has moved on in this planet, in this time, that, as I have spoken previously, mankind has been amiss of all the knowledge and happenings that he could quite easily evolve into. Mankind has lost much knowledge. And the connection with other beings was, of course, much stronger when mankind, even in primitive times, as you would say, was in fact spiritually stronger. So, yes, your question, my dear friend, I would totally agree with what you have said.
Yes, and that's very interesting. Three of us will very shortly be travelling to the Bosnian pyramids, and there we shall experience a pyramid which I believe you suggested was built around 35,000 years ago.
Yes.
And that will be a most interesting experience for us.
I will see that you are safely returned to us.
Thank you. Do you have a new teaching for us, Solimet, on this occasion?
Not on this occasion. Are you waiting for me to speak?
No, I was just wondering if there was any new teaching that you might bring to us.
Yes, I will eventually bring you more. But we are coming to a stage where my teaching for you will become more limited.
Oh, I see. As we have to do it ourselves.
Yes, of course, that is why we have evenings when I have said to you, or allowed another to say to you, that it is for your own development. Yes.
Right.
Each one of you has to develop. Yes.
Yes, we've got so much to look at from
past
and digest from all the transcripts, all the information that's been given. It needs to be processed more and
yes, it is all too easy for human beings to forget. And yes, as I have said this evening, I have repeated words that I have already used. So, really, you could have answered those questions quite easily. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's important to to reread and re-listen to the earlier teachings and.
Yes.
And think about it more carefully and everything, yeah.
Yeah, because the answer to the first part of George's question, each one of us already knew the answer.
That is what I am telling you.
Each one of us.
Yes. But you doubt yourselves. Still you feel you need to have confirmation from me.
Yes,
and that is not always true. So I reiterate the same words, and of course you go, oh yes, I remember. When you should have that knowledge at your, what you would express as fingertips.
Yeah. Outside of this room, I think the confidence in the knowledge comes easier than when we're all together.
It is
a strange one, but the answer actually comes to you quicker if somebody else asks.
Yes.
But once we're in this room, I think we're slightly hesitant to make the wrong, to give each other the wrong answer, just in case we've not, you know?
Yeah.
Again, each one of you knows your own truth.
Yeah.
That is what I am saying to you this evening, that you already know the truth. I am not telling you anything that is not already known to you.
No.
I
wonder if that's why we can each, if we were each asked the same question outside of this room, and we had a sitting, and we each answered that question individually. In our heart and in our soul, the answer that we're giving sits perfectly okay with us, but each one of us would describe it in a totally different way. But the answer is still the same.
Yes.
That's how I feel it happens sometimes.
Each one of you are individual.
Yes.
Each one of you think in different ways.
So if we gave the same
answer...
So,
of course, yes.
It would be rather mechanical. It wouldn't be spirit if we gave a regimented
answer,
would it? No, no.
You would become one of what you term clones.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And that is not the intention.
No.
Those of us who come from our world are... intention is that you firstly know truth, come to know what your own truth is, that you expand your spirit whilst upon this earth.
Mm.
It is all very simple. It is only you as human beings that complicate things and forget that in the main, you are spirit first and foremost.
Yeah.
So I would suggest to all of you, my dear friends, that you go back to those early words, as our dear gentleman friend has said, and think about what you have been taught.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
Yeah.
Yes. I must say, I have been doing that for the past few months for different reasons. We have another book that is virtually complete. And I have reached a stage where I have been rereading everything through to make sure, so far as I can be aware, that it is correct. And in presenting the material to others, I have made as many connections to facts that I know will be acceptable to the world.
Yes.
Material facts. There are many connections between what we have learned about spirit and what we have learned about pyramids, and what we have learned about many things here. And it's been a very good exercise for me personally. It has, to a degree, it has been a revision course. And perhaps I should conclude by saying thank you very much for so much information, Salumet, over the years, and making so many connections for us, which has added to the information. Thank you.
Without you all, my dear friends, my mission would not have been well accepted, shall we say. I came to you in honesty and truth and simplicity. Those were my aims when first I came to you. And I hope that each one of you feels that the simplicity of my words resonate with your own truth.
Yes, indeed.
There is so much said in your world that is down to the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you must try to avoid. Because spirit is not egotistical.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a pride. It is simple, it is pure, and it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that I have brought to you have come from a long journey of soul expansion. So it always gladdens me when I have been here with you, my dear friends. Because without your help, my mission would have been impossible. So it is for me to thank you and not the other way.
Well, I can well accept that it runs in both directions.
Yes, it is a two-way.
Yeah. The teacher has to have pupils
who are attentive. Yes,
need teachers,
and a teacher also need pupils who can remember.
Yes, yes, we're working on that one. Yeah.
I think it's the simplicity of it does make that a lot easier.
Yes.
Mm. I think we're being quite hard on ourselves because we know that we remember an awful lot, but it's trying at the time. It's our recall.
The access to it.
Exactly, can be slower. Mm. But like the silometer says to us time and time again, when you sit quietly and go within, those answers are all there. Yeah.
There is no knowledge that you cannot attain.
No.
Yes, you are correct.
We're just bombarded with lots of other information during the day, and it takes time to decipher the good from the bad again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Spiritual aspect of you can help so much in your lives here. That is something that most people still do not understand. You do not utilize the knowledge you already have.
I think I can speak for the whole group, but I would imagine that all of us during the day, without fail, every day, the people in this group, and I can only talk about people in this group, I'm not generalizing, but we think in a spiritual way more than we did 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Much more. It crosses our minds many, many times, I would imagine, during the day. It certainly does mine, but I think I can talk for everybody.
Yes, yeah.
I hope that is so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But we just need that, as you
reminder.
Say. Going through, I mean, some of the teachings, I was reading one in 98 recently about consciously putting these spiritual things consciously into practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hit home again, and because we get into almost there's so many distractions in our daily life.
Exactly.
And yes, it's true, our own free will is allowing it. It's not that they're, you know, we choose to allow ourselves to be distracted. Mm. It's even though there's so many of them, it's a shame in a way there's so many distractions, but that's where we are, that's our reality. But
must always remember that you are master of your free will.
And our thoughts.
You must not blame the free will.
No.
You have been endowed with free will, but you can still master that free will at all times.
Right, and this idea of, you know, consciously utilizing this incredible power of thought in ways that we're probably not even aware that actually we can utilize it to deal with every single issue
that comes up.
It all comes down to thought.
Yeah,
that spiritual side of you should be innate. It is innate within you all. and so it should come to you easily and freely each day of your living. But I know how much you have tried, my dear friends, and for this I am most grateful. But for now, I am going to leave you to allow any others to come if they so desire.
Could I ask one question, please?
Yes.
In the shamanic tradition, they bring back parts of the personality from other realms and other regions. Is that similar to the rescue work that we do here?
A similarity in they bring back personality?
Parts of the personality that are missing in shock, when people have a shock, a part of the personality goes elsewhere.
Like soul retrieval, is it sometimes called?
Well, I'm not actually sure what they call it, to be honest.
I think I understand what you are saying, and yes, that is a possibility. I do not say it happens each time. It is not as simple as that, but yes, it is a possibility that this occurs. Yes, but I would say it is not like the rescue work that is done here.
Okay.
It is a separate issue. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I was thinking of, it didn't ring a bell with me.
Again, there is so much information for all of you on this earth plane that I can see why things become confused. And the way actions are described and words are used, it is a constant battle, I feel, for all of you to understand. I understand why to many it is a confusing issue. But again I say, go within. You have the answers.
Yes, yeah, you've really given us the tools that we need to unravel.
Yes.
We're back to your first statement that if it resonates within you and sits
comfortably.
Yes.
Yes.
It makes it suddenly seem easy.
Yeah.
You are wiser than you think.
All
of you.
Yeah. We instinctively know in our day to day lives what resonates and what you can just turn a blind eye to. And I think that's a good instinct too.
And that is your spirit speaking.
Speaking,
yes. Yes. Always remember, that
you
are
first.
Spirit first. Those are important words to any human being. And there are so many in your world who lack knowledge and those words. And if only they could realize their lives upon this planet would be much simpler. Now, I will take my leave. As always, my love stays with you to uplift and to help you in daily lives. And with that, I will say, I look forward to coming together next time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice little visit.
Mm.
Mm.